We are going to wrap up our final media availability here this afternoon at Kentucky Speedway in advance of this evening's Buckle Up in Your Truck 225. We've now been joined by Ben Rhodes, driver of the number 27 Safe Light Autoglass Toyota here for the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. And Ben, just talk a bit about coming home here to Kentucky Speedway, a place that is truly your home. You grew up not too far from here. Just talk a little bit about the excitement around that. And really, you spend a lot of time in this market promoting the Speedway, doing things for them, promoting the Camping World Truck Series. So talk a little bit about maybe some of the fun things you've done in advance of this weekend, and then also what it means to race here at your home track.
I might have to ask you halfway through if you could repeat the question. We do a lot with Kentucky Speedway. This is definitely one of my favorite tracks for obvious reasons. It's my home track. So I drive past the Speedway almost every week on my way up to Thor Sport Racing. So I'm very familiar with it. I grew up driving past this place whenever I went to go-kart races, so it's been my dream ever since the race here. So we've done a lot with Kentucky Speedway on promotions. We've done the Northern Media Luncheon, the Southern Media Luncheon in Louisville, Kentucky, and Cincinnati. We also did a soccer game. We teamed up with them for the Louisville FC soccer game this past week. Had a lot of fun with that. We actually were out there with our show truck. Got to do the coin toss and got to meet a lot of the players. And actually, a couple of the players are coming out here today to kind of support us. So we've been doing a lot with them. We've had this media tour called All Roads Lead to Kentucky Speedway. Get it? The name? All Roads? Yeah, okay. We've been having a lot of fun with that. I've probably done 20-something, 30 interviews leading up to the event here. So we've been really getting out into the market. I went to a local Kroger marketplace by my house. We teamed up with Kroger in the area for promotions as well. And we had our show truck out there as well, just meeting people, giving away tickets. So we're going to have a lot of supporters here. Alpha Energy Solutions is bringing about 3,500 people out, and then Safe Light's bringing about 500 people out. So a lot of supporters, a lot of friends, a lot of family. A lot of people that haven't seen me race in a while are going to be here. I went out to the barber shop this morning, which is one of the many perks of racing at home, and gave them some tickets that are coming out about 7 o'clock tonight to watch the race, and they've never seen it either. So a lot of cool people that I've grown up with my whole life that get to experience what I do.
All right. We'll go ahead and open questions for Ben. If you have one, just please raise your name, state your name and affiliation, and we're going to start up front with Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. You're with one of the better funded organizations in the truck series, but we've seen some smaller teams and even some of the bigger teams just flat shut down. Talk about the struggles of what's become one of the most popular racing series in NASCAR to get a race truck on the track and to get drivers and sponsorship.
Well, it's just tough overall. My whole career, it's been tough to get sponsorship. It's not easy to convince somebody, you know, to shell out lots of money to fund a race team. So I've been very fortunate this year. I've got Safe Light Autoglass on our truck for all 23 races. I've been fortunate on my end to have great partners, great people. Toyota's been a very big help to me this year. To have these relationships, I know it's tough for many teams and many people, and I've certainly been in that category as well. So it's just part of the sport, you know. It's tough to, as much as high as the cost is, you know, it's a shame to see Red Horse Racing close down, because I want to see as many trucks out here as possible. We can't have enough trucks. If there was 200 trucks, I would be happy. The more trucks and cars that are here, the happier I'm going to be. I want to have all the competition that we can. It means it's a healthy sport. So it's just tough. You know, I don't know if I'm the best person to ask about it. I'm sure there's a lot better people from NASCAR, a lot more people that have been in the sport a lot longer than me. Even though I'm technically classified as a veteran after 2 years, I still don't know that much. Thank you.
All right. Additional questions for Ben? We'll go to Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Digest. Some of your fellow truck drivers were complaining about the tire dragon being run in the middle to lower grooves. You've ran the track, so what did you think about the middle to lower grooves, and do you think that they should run the tire dragon in the higher lanes?
Yeah, that's been kind of an ongoing thing at racetracks, is running the tire dragon in the bottom groove or putting grip in the bottom groove. And it's, to me, I honestly think, and from especially what I saw yesterday, is the tire dragon, the rubber, the groove is going to be on the bottom, especially in turns 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, because that's the shortest way around the track here, and that's where it's going to make the most grip and it's going to be the fastest. So I feel like maybe we should have put like a small amount of rubber on the bottom just to help us get going, but majority of the rubber concentrated in the middle groove and then up a little bit higher. I still think you're going to see some three wide racing tonight at times, but it's going to be hard to sustain that. The guy on the bottom bottom is always going to win. You won't see huge runs from anybody on the high side making gains. Where if we did the Tire Dragon maybe in the middle groove and a little bit higher, I think you could see some serious gains. Wherever you're going to put the rubber is where the cars are going to be the fastest at. But with the tires that Goodyear's bringing here, if they drug it in the middle groove, then our left side tires would be adding to that rubber. Because we're, as drivers, the lower you get, the happier you are. So we're going to add that rubber ourselves to the bottom. We would have done that ourselves, no problem, with our left side tires, just because that's the shortest way around the racetrack. We would work it in at every single lap. But right now, we don't work anything in because we're already in the groove, and you don't want to move anywhere else. So I think if they allowed us to work it in, that might have maybe widened the groove out a little bit more if they focused maybe in the middle. But either way, they've done a good job with getting rid of the bumps that we had last year, putting that 2 inches of asphalt all the way around, and the tighter, compact asphalt that's here, I think, is going to be a little bit better for getting rubber down as well.
All right, go ahead.
John Lewis from WDRB in Louisville. Ben, you had split some time with different series in the past. Has there been an advantage to just focus on the truck series?
There has. It's, you know, there is a big difference between the cars and the trucks as far as handling goes with the body. Aerodynamics are huge here right now. It's tough when you switch from one series to the next, because when you're full throttle in the truck series, they're 1 and 2, and 3 and 4 dictates the whole lap, because that's the toughest corner, obviously. That's where you're having to let off the most. It's tough to go from truck series to Xfinity or ARCA and kind of make that transition. I feel like I have a lot better comfort level and understanding of the trucks right now, just because we do it every single week.
All right. Additional questions? Go ahead.
Jordan, again, kicking the tires of Pionia. You're a young guy. So when you're promoting this series, and obviously you're very well spoken about racing, how could NASCAR better promote the truck series in markets that it's going to get your age group to the track? That seems to be, not just in the truck series, but in the cup series, seems to be the big question right now.
You know, that's tough. I don't think there's one really... one thing that we can do. It's going to take an effort from every single person that goes to these races. Every single person that's races in NASCAR has a responsibility, I feel, to be an ambassador for the sport and try to bring as many people to the racetrack and share what they do, because it's fun. That's what we do this for, is for fun, so we should be sharing it with people. One thing that I really enjoy doing is I do school visits. I've actually visited two fairly large schools in my area, and we gave them tickets for every single kid that wanted to come out, and family, we gave them tickets to come out to the race through Alpha Energy Solutions. So we've got about 300 kids and families that are coming out just from school visits that I did. So I feel like maybe, you know, doing school visits like that, having in-depth conversations with the kids, you know, as in-depth as you can with a kid, you know, showing them video, just getting them amped up and saying, this is what our sport's about. Because a lot of people I've noticed that watching it on TV, you know, it's totally different on TV than it is actually being there. So getting people out there is important. And I think if you can go there and spend one-on-one time with them, then it certainly makes a difference. All my appearances that I've done this week, whether it be Kroger or the Louisville FC game, every person that I talk to and they say, oh, you're the driver, and I tell them about the race, they got amped up and they wanted to go. And because I had a ticket to give them, and they were already going to come on out anyways after I convinced them, but because I had a ticket, then they're like, oh, well, I'll bring Jim, Bob, and Billy and all these other people with them. So it's definitely definitely just getting out in the market, I think, and meeting people.
All right, go ahead.
Ben Kendrick Haskins, Wave in Louisville. Ben, you're still looking for that first win. Just talk about remaining confident every time you get in the car. And also, to win it here, what would that be like to win it here?
Yeah, keeping confidence is tough because, you know, as the driver, you're kind of like the team leader. Everybody looks to you, but if you make a mistake or anything, everybody's like right on you, right up in your grill. So I've been trying to stay positive and confident in front of all of our guys because they feed off of that energy. I think it's more of a team sport than what people realize. And they all look to each other and get energy from one another. I know my guys were really down on themselves after the Kansas race, and we actually had to have a big pep talk and say, get your, you know, head out of the garbage and come back to the racetrack. We actually have a glove that we started bringing to the racetrack, tell them to get back in the game because some guys were just getting out of it. And so you can't have that. And when that happens, mistakes are made. So confidence is key. The more confident you are on the racetrack, the more abrupt you are with your maneuvers around people, I think that sets a tone. So we're still trying to set a tone this year, and whatever happens, all those things that have happened this year, it's been out of our control. And I find confidence knowing that we've done our part. Just stuff out of our control, something we can't even try to influence is happening. So that's okay. We've been staying confident, and we're just going to move forward, and I hope we can get a win here at Kentucky. I mean, we've been close so many times. The mile and a half have been a strong point for us. I was just reviewing some data with my team before coming over here, and I think we've got a really good game plan going forward to the race, pick up some speed. And I told everybody at Kentucky Speedway they're going to have to replace the grandstands if we win. So just get ready to rebuild again for the third year in a row.
Whitney Harding, WHAS 11 in Louisville. Ben, you have so much confidence, but with you wanting to get that first race, you being here at home, how do you keep your emotions kind of in check and not get too amped up?
It's tough. It is. But I feel like anymore I've gotten really relaxed because, you know, these people, my friends and family are out here. They're going to support me no matter what. I could be completely wrong, and they'll still go to war for me. So I'm not worried about, you know, impressing them or anything because I know I could say the dumbest thing in the world, and they would still have my back. I could do the stupidest thing in the world. They would still have my back. That's just how they are. It's kind of like your mom. You don't do any wrong in her eyes, I guess, or your grandma. But anyways, I'm more worried about every week trying to impress the right people that matter so that I can, you know, move up the ladder in this sport. The biggest people, obviously, being Toyota, SafeLight, my sponsors, making sure that I keep everybody happy and I give them the best Ben that I can be every single week. And that's been the toughest part growing up through the sport, is making sure that you impress the right people but not put the pressure on yourself. But the people we have coming here, they have my back no matter what, so I'm not worried about them. A lot of these people that are here, I see them on a week-to-week basis. You know, whether, like I said, whether it's my barbers or my friends or people I went to high school with, or I go do an event at the Kroger Marketplace in Louisville, Kentucky, off Dixie Highway, and a lot of people are showing up that I just see around the community, which is neat. And they're going to have my back just because I'm from Louisville.
All right. Additional questions for Ben? All right. Ben, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And wish you the best of luck tonight.
Thank you.